Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. The service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator.
Good morning, everyone. This is Archbishop Deborah Vaughan welcoming you to our service today. I hope you can hear me well. I'm trying out a new headset. You'll find our service on the link there on the show page. Just click into that. It should open a new window, and you can follow along with our service bulletin. So let's begin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let's take a moment now and reflect on the things that we've said and done that we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our lives that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. And here we have the collect of the day. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and sent into our hearts the Spirit of your Son. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that all people may know your glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Be careful, then, how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times, and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here ends the first reading. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 34, verses 9 to 14. O fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and covet many days to enjoy good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to them, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I give for the life of the world, is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to him, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever. This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. For the past several weeks now, the lectionary readings have focused on Jesus' teaching that he is the bread of life. It's quite a lengthy passage, and one that is central to our understanding of our relationship to Jesus. Since the beginning of time, bread has been the symbol for sustenance. It's common to every culture who have a version of bread that's eaten mostly every day. It's a staple, a part of our daily life, a part of our diet that gives us energy, that fills an empty tummy. And it's even reflected in the Lord's Prayer, Give us this day our daily bread. Bread became also a symbol for money for the hippies in the 60s. You know, I need some bread, man. But again, it was to feed them, to help them live, to help them, you know, money is the tool by which we can purchase things that will give us a better life. So bread has that symbol of a daily staple, something we cannot live without, really, something that we need to improve our lives and feel better. And it brings to us many qualities that we need to have a good life. And so we look at the Bible, and bread is scattered throughout, a blessing, a symbolic blessing for the blessing of God. In the time of Moses, God provided manna from heaven to keep the people going as they progressed through the desert. Every morning they'd wake up, there'd be manna. Manna became a synonym for bread. Don't know that it was really bread, but it nourished them. Elijah the prophet blessed oil and flour, and there's this wonderful story with the widow who was running out of both. And because of her faith, she and her son and Elijah had bread to eat every day. And even after Elijah left them, the bread and oil was said never to diminish. And of course, Jesus blessed a few loaves of bread and some fishes, and a huge crowd ate their fill. And so in this passage, Jesus is talking about his own body, his own blood, being the bread of heaven, that which nourishes and provides sustenance. In our faith journeys, we may sometimes feel as though we're in a time of wilderness. We may feel like we're in a drought, a place where there's no comfort, no safe place. We may experience an emptiness, a true hunger for the meaning of our life and our purpose. Jesus is speaking to his friends about this hunger for meaning in what he has come to bring them, meaning in their life in general, being hard times then, and hard times for us now. You know, I'm reading the psalm and thinking, you know, it's not that we live in evil times, but we live in very violent times, unpredictable times, scary times for many people living in this world. And so we can relate to that letter from Ephesians about, you know, saying good things about one another, not resorting to behavior that would cause us embarrassment, or saying things about other people that are not true or slanderous or malicious. You know, living a life that is pure and true, that's what Ephesians is talking about. And the Psalm too, living a life that is pure and good. You know, looking after ourselves, getting our own daily bread, and leaving others to their own devices in a good sense of that. We often meddle, we often get into each other's business when we need to be looking after our own. And once we are strong, once we have what we need, then we can assist, then we can help, then we can share from a place of power. So Jesus is speaking to his friends about this hunger for meaning. And as the bread of life, he's inviting his listeners to be fed spiritually by his teachings, by his actions, by his example. He points to the source of the spiritual food, saying, "Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me." In Jesus, we make a connection with our Creator, a profound connection. Through Jesus and his life, we come to know how this Creator loves us and treasures us. God will provide us with everything we need, our daily bread, a world filled with good food and good things. And God provides us with his Son, Jesus, whose life and death and resurrection offer us the most profound spiritual truths, truths that fill our hearts and our spirits with great joy and great knowing. So today, spend some time reflecting on where you are in your spiritual journey. What questions do you have? What would you ask Jesus if he was standing right in front of you? What do you hunger to know? Whether we meet Jesus at the holy table in the bread and wine of the Eucharist, or we come to him in the quiet of our hearts to invite him to bring us answers and help that we need, we will know the richness of connection. We will be filled with the love of our Creator every time we seek out the bread of life, this Jesus, who is ever-present in our lives. Amen. And now we continue in our service with intercessory prayers. Let us pray to the Lord, saying, "Lord, have mercy." Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace. Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as he has loved us. Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world. Lord, have mercy. We pray for all those who are ill, who need God's healing touch in their lives. We pray for all who are in any need or distress. We offer to God our own needs, knowing that even as we ask, the answers are coming. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve those who are in need. Lord, have mercy. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for yours is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you have heard the prayers of your faithful people. You know our needs before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Grant our requests as may be best for us, And this we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we continue in our service with our concluding prayers. As our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and with all, with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God and give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. We are all one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing to all. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brothers and sisters and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, be with you and everyone you love this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you very much for joining us for this broadcast. We have just launched an Indiegogo campaign. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, you might want to help us in our goal. We're doing a fundraiser to raise some money to improve the quality of the microphone that I'm using and to help defray the cost of the blog talk radio expenses and the fees associated with our radio ministry, as well as to upgrade my very antiquated computer that I've been using. The church, we've got some wonderful things, but they're getting a little elderly, shall we say. We need to upgrade so that we can improve what we offer to people in this online community. So we have launched an Indiegogo campaign. Please visit the campaign. You see the link there on the page. Make a donation if you can. And please spread the word. Help us to go to as many people as we can to spread the word that we need a little bit of assistance here. We're looking to raise about $4,600. And even though that seems like a large sum of money to most of us, you know, you get enough people chipping in $10, $20 as they can, and we'll achieve that goal within no time. And the quality of sound coming over these airwaves will increase dramatically. So if you'd like to support us in this, please do go to the Indiegogo campaign. I just uploaded a little video last night. It's a little bit rough, the sound quality you'll see. We are in need of a new mic, but it explains what we're doing. So share that with your friends too. If you have any prayer requests, just send them along to me at bishopdeb@communitycatholicchurch.com. We pray, of course, daily, and we will remember your prayer requests along with others and our own every day. Tomorrow morning, join me at 7:30 for Connection Point. I could not get in to Blog Talk on Friday. I don't know what was going on, but the circuits were loaded, and I was ready to go, but unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, was not able to air that broadcast. So join me tomorrow, and hopefully we'll be in at 7:30 a.m. You can also listen on the archives. As you explore down your page there, you'll see that there are other connection points ready to listen to last week's broadcast. Everything's archived. So take about 8 minutes to energize your day each morning with me. That was a lot. So until next week, thank you for joining us at this time of worship. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Help us out with the Indiegogo campaign if you can. Keep the word going. And bless you for everything that you do for us and in the name of Jesus. And I wish you a blessed week.